This is Mad Max Beyond Superdome on WSQT Guerrilla Radio, bringing coverage from occupied New Orleans to the heart of occupied Washington. On March 15th, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, refused to extend the deadline for evicting 10,000 plus families who have been housed in apartments and hotels since the hurricane. Therefore, beginning on the 15th of March, FEMA has begun wholesale evictions of people who lost their homes to Hurricane Katrina. This is the second wave of such evictions, beginning with residents of some of the hotels who were thrown out on February 14th. On Valentine's Day, a teenage mother who was thrown out in the street by FEMA chose to commit suicide. Speeches were given about her at a protest held on March 14th against the evictions by FEMA. FEMA, Federal Eviction Management Agency. Already people have died because of FEMA's screw-ups and outright aggression in New Orleans. With these wholesale evictions, FEMA might as well invest in lynch ropes. Protesters at the February 14th rally called for, instead of evicting 10,000 families, possibly 40, even 50,000 people, evicting FEMA, evicting Bush, evicting this whole neocon mess that has tried to use Hurricanes Katrina and Rita as an excuse to gentrify New Orleans.